Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Happy Veterans Day. We want to thank all the veterans for their service. Welcome to the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Raven, and thank you so much for joining us. Wow, Friday. Is it Friday already? Friday, is that you? We're excited to welcome you here joining us to the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. This is our podcast for student athletes to join the show, and I'm going to interview them and have the coaches that call and listen in. We apologize to all of our listeners who were expecting us to be on the air earlier this week. We were expecting to be on the air earlier. As a matter of fact, we were on the air. We were on the air. The hostess wasn't on the air. We were on the air, but the hostess was not there. So I want to thank all of you for joining the show. And I see that we still have several people who are still trying to call in. If those of you are still trying to call into the show, you would be so kind as to allow those lines for our guest, our R.J. Coleman of Milton High School in Milton, Florida, and the coaches that are in the studio and that are listening, that are calling in. We have our Listen Live link posted on our Twitter website. If you go to Twitter, you'll see blogtalkradio.com/PD Sports Recruiters. If you click on that link, you will see a listen live button. It's a pink button. And you click on that button, and you will be able to listen live to the show. It's the exact same thing as being online. And, of course, we can see if you have a question that you wanted to ask us, it will show up on the chat, and we'll be able to have our student athlete guests to respond to those questions. So as the football season, the regular season, I'm understanding, is winding down across the nation, we notice that recruiting is getting ramped up for class 24, 25, 26. So a lot of that's happening now with, you know, Milton High School, now that their 10-game season has come to an end, and we're going to be focusing more on recruiting. Now, the purpose of these podcast shows is to highlight our student athletes and also coaches, colleges. They also join us, and they talk a little bit about what it is that they're looking for in student athletes. They also join the show to talk about their college and their program and the things that they are looking for in a student athlete to be able to help them to win games, and how can you be a lucrative asset to their program and their team. Because what a lot of high school parents, we've got a lot of high school listeners, we've got some middle school listeners as well, we got a couple of middle school kids that always join the show and listen to us. And the transfer portal is an area that a lot of high school parents are not very familiar with. The transfer portal is very much real. You know, these students are still, you know, in the portal, and it's very, very much live, and it's definitely something that a lot of high school parents and players, ballers, student prospects should take into consideration when they're considering certain divisions of schools. So the transfer portal has changed the landscape of high school recruiting, because truth be told, we like to do these shows, but truth be told, there's so many transfer players that are currently on the market. We have the transfer players that go from a four-year school to another four-year school, or a four-year school to a two-year school. They have transfer players that go from the two-year school to the two-year school and then two-year school to the four-year school. So there's a lot of activity that is going on, and it's a lot of availability for coaches and a lot of different areas to choose from. So parents, when you are considering, you know, your child's education and being able to get a scholarship, very, very challenging. It's very hard. It's a task. It's very daunting. The process of getting a scholarship starts as early as the ninth grade. So those are just a couple of things to keep in mind. Because the portal is strong, it's going strong, it's going to be going strong for the next 5 years. So you're going to need some help, some professional help, some services that can help you get your student athlete in front of the actual coaches, because recruiting is relationship building. And I know a lot of parents say, oh, you know, I'm emailing these coaches and they don't respond. Well, it's not that they don't want to respond. They're bombarded with emails. Some of them get as many emails as 500 a day. So it's hard for them to be able to decipher through all the emails and determine who would and would not be a great fit for their program. So, you know, nothing personal. It's just that the recruiting market, it's a business. And it's extremely, extremely, extremely busy. And so as we continue to highlight the talent in the Florida Panhandle area, we are going to introduce Class of 26 student-athlete R.J. Coleman. Now, he's on the line. He's going to be joining us in about a half a second. We're going to bring him live on the air, and we're going to be hearing about that awesome game that he had on last week. He's going to tell us about all his talents, how he came into playing the sport of football, and all of those wonderful things. So we're going to take a quick station break, and the next voice that you can hear is going to be that of R.J. Coleman, class of 26, varsity football at Milton High School in Milton, Florida. Stay tuned. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reyes. Thank you so much for patiently waiting. We've got Class of 26 R.J. Coleman on the line. We're going to go ahead and turn his microphone on. And we have some coaches in the studio. They're misbehaving right now. That's why I had to take a break, because I had to kick a couple of coaches out of here. But 19, your microphone is on. What it do?
Hello. Hello.
Hey, what it do? What it do? What it do? Y'all know how to just say,
how
what it do?
I'm
good. How are you?
Good, good.
Finally.
Happy to be on here.
Yes, praise. Yes, we're happy to have you. Finally, all these folks up in here. I had to take a quick station break. I had to, you know, literally got to kick some coaches out. You guys not going to have me not being able to be on the air tonight. So how are things going down there at the Florida Panhandle?
Good, good.
Okay, how's your Friday going?
It's going good. I feel like...
So, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good.
Oh, okay, I was about to ask you. So now that the football season is over, are you playing basketball? Are you running track? Are you doing, you know, out of curiosity, are you transitioning to another sport, or you just do training? for football, or you know,
I'm this off season. I'm training with my DB coach Simeon Smiley.
Fantastic.
And I'm gonna play baseball.
Fantastic.
If I don't play baseball, I'm gonna do track.
That is beyond amazing. Oh my God. Yes. So we're gonna talk football first and talk a little bit about that. We've got all these football coaches on the line. I wanna say thank you guys for joining us again. They were here, but I was not last time. Was not able to get on. So tell us a little bit about how long you've been playing football. How did you become into playing the sport of football and becoming so good at it?
I've been playing football since I was 5. My mom signed me up as soon as it started. I really never lost the love of football. I don't know how I really became good. I just, like, after a couple of years of me playing that, I've started figuring out what to do and how to play it.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That is so beyond amazing. So now, what position do you play for Milton High School primary? Tell us about the primary position. Tell us if there's a secondary position. And the third question is, which one do you prefer to play the most, and why?
I play corner. I used to play receiver. I like that a lot, but out of all of the positions, I really like corner.
Fantastic. Okay, so now we've got some middle school. We always feature like a middle school on here. Not anyone in Florida. They're down in Atlanta, and they may or may not know what the role of a corner is to football. So can you, explain to them a little bit about would that be like a CB, a cornerback?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes. So if you could, just share with the audience a little bit about the importance of that role to the football team.
I feel like corner is important because you have to guard the wide receiver. I feel like it's one of the two hardest positions on the field. Quarterback and corner. I feel like corner is hard because you gotta guard the wide receiver, you gotta know what coverages you're in, you got to really be everywhere the receiver is if you're in man coverage. Zone is usually the easiest for me. You just really stay back where you're supposed to, where your zone is.
That sounds great. So During the off season, now I know you said you've already started training, but what are some of the if we had some listeners on the air that wanted to play that position, what type of training would they have to undergo to be able to play that position?
Ooh, for me,
yeah,
It takes a lot of training to be a corner. That's how I feel. A lot of footwork, a lot of hand-eye coordination. Got to be really focused in, really locked in. A lot of conditioning, a lot.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
A lot of conditioning.
Yeah, cool, cool.
Footwork,
awesome.
Drills,
and all of the above for sure. So before each game, are there any rituals? What are some of the things that you do before each game to get your teammates motivated? Is there anything particular that you do?
Some of my team I've been playing with my whole life, and like we got moved up to varsity.
Okay.
But for the seniors that I'm just now starting to play with and starting to meet, I give them a little pep talk. Give them a little hype. We start listening to music and stuff. Just prepare them for the game, really.
Awesome.
Let them know, man, this y'all last year, got to put everything on the line no matter what.
Yeah, you got to put everything on the line no matter what. And what I always try to instill in students, even when I was teaching high school, that, you know, when you play your senior game, you know, that chapter has ended. All roads have an end. So that road has ended. That chapter has ended. And then when you get to college, you know, it starts all over again. So none of these things that you have, you know, accomplished or what have you, that helps you. But in college, you know, you're starting at ground zero again. You know, so, you know, it's a new chapter. One chapter is closed, another chapter is open. For those of you who are just joining us, I see that we still have some people that are signing in, coming in, logging in, calling in, no calling in unless you're a coach. This is the PB Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves. We are talking with the talented Class of 26, R.J. Coleman from Milton High School in Milton, Florida. Now, tell us a little bit about, and this is a question that a lot of coaches like to hear about, the student-athlete, because, you know, students, the grades. That's what I always tell my kids, grades. Grades are very important. So tell us, how do you manage your time between studying, getting good grades, and, you know, playing on the gridiron and studying, you know, play, you know, film and that type of thing for football? So how do you balance the two between being a student and an athlete?
After practice, I take an hour or two to do study and do my homework and stuff like that. Like, anything that I need done for school, I'm going to get it done. And then once all that is done, there comes football. After that, the hour or two, I go ahead, watch a little film on the other team, watch a little practice film, and just, like, study what I'm supposed to do.
That sounds great. And, then, you know, like I said, the student-athlete is one of the things that one of the key areas that a lot of coaches look for, because when you come on campus, they make you an offer and you become a part of the team. They want to make sure that, you know, you maintain a certain GPA to remain eligible to be able to play. And they don't, you know, want to have to be chasing students down, checking to see, you know, did RJ go, did he go to class? Did he go to class? Is 19 in class? Is he there? Is he not there? So what they like to see, and particularly in your case, is they see, you know, a pattern of, you know, being a successful student-athlete early on in high school, you know, as you are, you know, have displayed. And it really starts very early, and you're right on time, you know, 9th grade, 10th grade, you know, getting on the radar of these coaches and making sure that, you know, you stay there. You know, we are broadcasting you out to over like 8,000 listeners right now. So this is a quick way to, you know, get your information out there and let, you know, the coaches know, you know, that you're available, that you're, you know, looking for scholarship opportunities in the very, very early on stages. So have you thought about a major? I know you're just a sophomore, but what type of career path would you be interested in, you know, when you go to college when that time comes?
Oh, yeah. I used to talk to my mom about this all the time. She always told me, because I used to say football. She always told me, if you get hurt today, what would you want to do when you're older in college? I want to major in either law or, like, I forgot what it's called, the science where you learn about the ocean animals. Marine biology, I think it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Those are great. Those are great areas. And, you know, the coaches in here, they're smiling, they're taking notes. And, you know, I've got to put your huddle on the actual the episode so that they can click on it. I didn't know if you had a particular huddle that you wanted to use for the show, but I see that we're almost out of time, and we're going to have you on again very, very soon. Is there anyone that you would like to shout out on the radio before you go?
Wait, I can't hear you. Wait, it's some music playing over here.
Yes, it is, and I apologize. My intern is in the background. We're almost out of time. We want to thank you so much for joining us. I was asking you, is there anybody that you'd like to shout out on the radio before you go?
Simeon Smiley, my mom, Lindsay Henderson, my dad, Dewan Oquendo, and that's it. That's all.
Awesome. Well, we're going to shout you out. We want to thank you for joining the show. We want to give a shout out to all those teachers over there at Milton High School that we want to thank them for their service, all the veterans over Veterans Day. We want to thank you for your service. We want to give a shout out to all the coaches.
Catch out one person that was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a lot of people. I'm just saying the main people. I'm going to shout out my coaches, too.
Yes.
Ellie Gillis, I'm going to shout him out. And then my DB coach, Coach Rev.
Yes. You know, I'm an educator, so you know, I have to shout out all the educators, all the principal. Want to shout the principal out because they make sure that you guys get graduated and get to the next level, get the things that you need to get accepted in college. So we definitely want to shout out all those guidance counselors. Want to thank you for your service to these student athletes, mom and dad. We definitely want to shout you out. Thank you so much for making this possible. And we just, want to thank you, RJ, for coming on the show with us as well. And we would like to, have you to come back to join us, again real soon in the real near future, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, fantastic. We've got, we got an exciting group of people in the studio. They're behaving quite well, and I've got a note here for me to suggest that you send over a huddle, the huddle that you want to use. A lot oftentimes when our interns go out and they pick up a huddle, it's not the one that the student athlete wants the coaches to actually click on, because what happens is these podcasts, they are recorded, so it's going to be here forever. This is a, forever podcast, and you'll be able to listen to yourself as well. We'll provide you with a short link after the show, but it's very important to be able to have your huddle link right on the link for the show, so when they click on the link, they listen to you live. And then they can also watch your huddle and listen to you live at the same time. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
And we want to go ahead and, make sure that, you're able to get it on. Okay? Well,
thank you so much for having
me. Yes, thank you so much. I'm so glad that we finally, got a chance to connect on the air. And you have a good Friday. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Me too.
And we'll be talking soon. Okay. All right. Talk to you later, 19. All right.
Me too.
Bye. We are so thankful to have RJ Coleman, class of 26 of Milton High School, joining us on the show. Awesome young man. He's been working with our BB Sports scouts for football. And we're excited about being able to work with him. We're going to be talking to the parents very soon, hopefully putting together a Zoom to discuss a little bit more about the recruiting process. I know we have another parent who also expressed some interest about the recruiting process. Jeffrey Green's parents, I think he's also on the show last week. And We had a great time. We got a lot of, you know, people on him, class 1-5. And we're just excited about Milton High School. We're successful in being able to recruit a lot of the students last year. We had awesome young men that were on the show, Nathan Wright. We were successful in recruiting him. And we want to say, Ryan Hunt. Successful in recruiting him. And let's see, there's another young man there, Logan Dixon and Blaine Padgett. So we're excited about working with those players, and we look forward to working with 19 and 75 and getting them on board and, you know, talking to coaches and getting them moving forward in the right direction. This is the PD Sports Recruiting Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reed, signing off for this Friday. Make it a great Friday afternoon and evening. Be safe. And to all the veterans, I want to thank you for your service. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.